This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back. It is the G-Back Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. We're in a little debate here on Dak's interceptions in the first hour. You know, when we get this text... ease his plate, yes, but each of you act like he's a turnover machine. Well, last year he was. 3.7% of passes that Dak threw were intercepted. One out of 25 almost. One out of 27. How's that math work? Justin Fields was better. Carson Wentz, Davis Mills. Dak was dead last in the entire NFL at interception percentage last year. Okay, 3.7%. Jalen Hurts was number one at 1.1. Okay, Jared Goff, 1.2. Tom Brady, 1.3. You got all these guys in here, and throwing an interception three times as more frequently was Dak Prescott. Only 34 quarterbacks qualified. He was dead last. And I don't know how sustainable that is, but I think saying, well, it's probably not that big of a deal and we shouldn't overreact to it is what a bad coach would do. I love that Mike McCarthy is in there and saying, we got to make sure this is fixed. All right, we got to tell you, though, the segment is brought to you by Soda, that's state-of-the-art weight loss, and Franklin Frankel. There's a reason you need a special license to drive a big truck, so companies that hire drivers and put them in a big truck should be held accountable for what happens when one hurts you. Frankly, you need Franklin Frankel. Consultation's always free at truckwreck.com. Check it in on Chia Follow. What, you got about 9 inches left over there?
Yeah, we're 15 inches deep, so we got 9 inches remaining, and we got another, roughly right under 2 hours now, an hour 59 minutes. So all right. Feeling fantastic.
So you feeling hungry still?
Not hungry, but yeah. The fullness has already dissipated a little bit. I won't say hungry, but definitely not max capacity full like I was when I got on the couch during one of those commercial breaks a few minutes ago.
Yeah, you did look like you were about to pass out.
Yeah.
Alrighty, here it is, the NFL news of the day with Zach Wolchuk.
All right, we've got a lot of good audio here for you. Before that, there are reports that Lamar Jackson could sit out the entire season if he is not able to get a contract. Multiple outlets from ESPN to NFL Media have reported that Jackson could end up sitting out entirely. Now, there's no current indication, even from desperate quarterback needy teams, that Jackson is a viable target. We've gone through the list. The Commanders have said they're out. The only team right now that seems like maybe they'd be interested would be the Indianapolis Colts.
I'm telling you, if the Commanders would sell their team, they would be in. I think they would absolutely be in if they sold their team.
And that would make more sense. The new thing is, ownership, we just don't know when that deal's going
to
happen.
New ownership would come in there and say, listen, we have an opportunity to, with our roster, with our defense, with the skill people we have, if we can add a quarterback. You know, I don't know how you couldn't. I just think the whole thing with Daniel Snyder owning this team is why they're not trying to add a guy like this.
Doesn't make any sense that they wouldn't.
There is a I believe it was Bobby who was talking about this. I think May 12th is the signing bonus payout day that all of the newly signed free agents for Washington has to get their initial signing bonus. Usually that happens within the month. You sign with a team, right, that signing bonus comes within 4 weeks. They pushed all of these back to May 12th, and the idea is, okay, Dan Snyder won't ever end up having to pay those because by then the franchise will be sold. So I think that is a good date to circle on the calendar, May 12th. I'm guessing the sale of the team will be done before then, and then it'll be the new ownership who's paying out these signing bonuses to all the free agents that they just signed.
Yeah, and look, RG3's trying to get involved with this as part of a sale to buy the Commanders. He's part of this group that's also trying to do this, and he's talked glowingly about Lamar Jackson, right? So
he was with him, right?
He was in Baltimore. He was his backup for a little bit. So it would make sense once this thing sold, especially if RG3's a part of it, for them to get involved and make the deal. And it would be a post-draft trade. So then you're looking at 2024 picks, and these teams could go ahead, whether it's Washington, they've already taken their selections for this upcoming draft.
I think the Commanders could be, I think they could be a really good team with what the, if they could just get their quarterback situation fixed and then rid themselves of what's going on with the current ownership group. Man, that to me is one of those franchises that I would worry about.
That's the only one, right?
It's a great fan base.
It is a great fan base. And, you know, that's we always hear about the battles that the Cowboy fans have with these Commander fans. You know, and it's a great, great thing. Can I circle back real quick on Dak Prescott?
Go ahead.
We can't have an argument. I shouldn't say an argument. We can't have a discussion about Dak Prescott anymore, can we?
We can.
You can't.
We will just get littered with text and take it out of context of what we say.
No, I'm just saying it like I had a guy send me a mock draft the other day, and he had Will Levis sliding to 26.
Okay.
And I commented about it in a way of when I used to run mock drafts for the teams, I would always put some kind of curveball where, you know, oh, wait, a quarterback or somebody appears on there. Guy was asking, he did the mock draft, and he was just saying, what do you think? And it was a teaching moment for me to say, this is the things you prepare for when you get ready for a draft.
Mm, yeah.
It turned into a three-day fight, which every one of you that commented, I muted you because I got tired of it. Okay?
No wonder you're not responding to my dang tweets anymore.
No, I'm serious. If you're going to sit there and fight somebody about Dak Prescott all day on my timeline, I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm out. But we cannot have a discussion about him and without people losing their damn minds.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
which
what
is
happens.
Unfortunate.
It's,
you know?
It's terrible.
I get it. You know, there's the defenders. There's the people that don't, you know, are not a fan of his. But, man, just give it a rest. I mean, you got to evaluate these positions, right? You just got to evaluate the quarterback
Absolutely.
Position, you know? And whether it's Dak or whoever, you got to evaluate. You know, it's crazy how you just cannot have a discussion with anybody about him.
Jared Goff got the Rams to a Super Bowl, and they moved on from him. And they got Matthew Stafford, and they won a Super Bowl. Teams do this. It's not ridiculous to talk about. Other news, Joe Burrow, when it comes to his contract negotiations, apparently there's been a pact made between Burrow's representation and the Bengals that they have agreed on a vow of silence that the two sides will work this deal behind the scenes. They will not talk about it publicly. They don't want a Lamar Jackson type situation going on there in Cincinnati. So we'll wait and see what happens with the Burrow deal.
That's the way to do it. You know, I don't think the Cowboys would ever agree to something like that, though, because they like putting stuff out in the media so much, it seems like.
I think Steven would like to fight this
quietly.
Adam Pacific, I think they'd like to fight it quietly. You just have the owner general manager that's interested in telling you all the information about his team. He believes in the media.
Mm-hmm.
He really does.
He really does, yeah.
I mean, he really believes in that the media is there as a tool necessary for him to deal with. And I think there are people in the organization that would love to keep things under wraps, but the owner, not so much.
Bengals executive Katie Blackburn told reporters of The Athletic this week in regards to Joe Mixon. Right now he's on the team and we are going to count on him until that wouldn't be the case. You've seen other teams have to make moves. Could we get to that point? Maybe, but it would be down the road here. And we'd have to see if that's what makes sense or not in regards to possibly cutting Joe Mixon, who is due almost $12.8 million this upcoming season. And we've already seen Lyle Collins rumored as a potential cap casualty, and Joe Mixon might be as well in Cincinnati.
Katie Blackburn Brown is the daughter of, and she's starting to take more of a role in the organization of the her. Her father, the general manager and all that, and president of the club, but she's starting to take more of a role as her father transitions out. This is a, you know, she's good at what she does.
Yeah,
she really, really is. I mean, I give her a lot of credit. You see her on the road. Back in the day, she used to scout and stuff like that, and she's got a good eye for this stuff.
You've got Keanu Neal, former Cowboy safety, signing a two-year deal with the Pittsburgh Steelers today. And there were rumors that Patrick Peterson, who they signed at corner, might switch positions to safety from corner. But now they've gone ahead and added Keanu Neal, although we saw him play a lot of linebacker.
He's a linebacker, yeah.
So that might still be. Now you're going to have Patrick Peterson possibly move to safety, would move Minkah Fitzpatrick over to strong safety there in Pittsburgh.
This is very much similar to what we saw with Charles Woodson back in the day. Yeah, Charles Woodson goes from a corner with the Raiders to transitioning to a safety with the Packers.
And a dang good one.
And maybe even it furthered his career. Mm-hmm. He was a defensive MVP. You know, separated his shoulder in the Super Bowl, got hurt. But Charles, this is what you see, these really talented corners able to maybe get a couple more years out of them playing as a safety.
All right, got lots of audio. I might have to carry some of this over before we get to our top 10 list. But J.J. Watt, as Eric's doing the Boomstick Burger today, was on a recent podcast talking about how much he eats. Here's J.J.
Your buddy was telling me that when you lived with him for a while not too long ago, the grocery bills would be $300-$400 a week. He's like, this is absurd. How often do you eat?
I mean, honestly, I eat probably 7 to 8 times a day. I'm always eating, like whether it's in between a meeting, in a meeting, immediately before practice, after practice, I'm always eating.
He was telling me for breakfast, you would have every morning half a dozen over easy eggs, oatmeal, and yogurt?
Yeah, my breakfast, I eat 2 breakfasts every morning. I eat probably on average about 10, 12 eggs a day. But yeah, for my normal first breakfast in the morning, it's 5 eggs over medium, not over easy. So he got that wrong. 2 pieces of wheat toast, whole wheat toast, oatmeal, yogurt, and then milk, water, and orange juice, and then apple banana.
That sounds like your personal hell, Brian.
Absolute stud, man.
The milk, water, and orange juice is a bit excessive.
All 3.
Wash it down. That's just for pleasure.
All 3. We do have...
Is that playing days, or is this like even while retired?
I think he's still doing this.
Who is this guy?
J.J. Watt.
I'm telling you, he's coming back. He's not going to let Tom Brady steal the Hall of Fame shine from him in 5 years. J.J. Watt's going back for one more.
This is a guy that had trouble putting on weight, or keeping weight on. That's J.J. Watt. That's all that is to me.
That sounds like what a guy does when he's on steroids and he's trying to bulk up. Like, man, I want to get the most out of the steroids, so I'm working out like 8 hours a day. Yeah. I can't stay out of the gym because all the testosterone is fueling me like a madman.
You can't keep weight on.
I need 5,000 calories. Yeah. You know? Yeah, I think he's just, I guess, but wow, that seems so excessive. I don't know how you could be as lean as he was with all those calories. I guess it's just an
genetics.
Insane, gifted metabolism.
Yeah, absolute genetics there. And that, you know, he was, when he went to college initially, he was a tight end.
He was at Wisconsin.
And he tried to, but he was a transfer.
He did, yeah. He transferred from Central Michigan or something.
Exactly. So, yeah, it's something that he struggled with. It's surprising that he still eats that way, but, you know.
Yeah. Like being retired and eating
unless
that way.
Unless he's ready to come back.
Yeah, unless you're ready to come back.
Maybe he is. Yeah. Maybe he's just keeping himself ready to go.
Because that's not healthy.
No. Well, I mean, for
that
a professional
much animal
athlete,
protein?
You think not?
No, that's way too much cholesterol and fat.
He's from Wisconsin, right?
No, all those eggs, that's fantastic.
I lived up there in 5 years. There's a lot of cholesterol in Wisconsin. A lot of cholesterol.
It's not the eggs problem either.
That's a lot.
Yeah. And lastly here, the New Heights podcast, we go back to the Kelce Bros. We had Travis talking about Orlando Brown Jr., his left tackle that he won a Super Bowl with. Now he's left for Cincinnati. How did it make you feel?
The big one, obviously, is Orlando Brown. Signed a 4-year, $64 million contract with the Bengals.
Ah, it stings. He went to the dark side.
He's officially in Slytherin. How do you feel about this?
Hurts my soul, man.
Yeah.
Watching your best friend just turn evil on you.
It's kind of how we felt when Javon signed with the 49ers last week.
I mean, the past, 2 years, we've struggled beating the Bengals. So there's been a lot of, buildup and emotion of, I would say, not necessarily hate, but just, dislike towards the Bengals because they keep beating us and they keep talking about it every time they do. Man, to see him go to the dark side, it's an awkward feeling. Obviously hope that he has a absolute Hall of Fame career.
Yeah, of course.
Wish nothing but the best for OB. He was an unbelievable leader, an unbelievable teammate on and off the field. We got countless memories that I'll cherish. Obviously, him going to the dark side, it's on and popping, OB.
Do you think the mayor helped recruit him?
I have no idea if the mayor, is he even still the mayor? I thought he resigned.
The jabroni.
Great stuff. Bummer, dude. That is a bummer that he's going to a different team.
I know. Well, especially their biggest rival.
Yeah, biggest rival. They might be able to go full McAfee right now, and even though they're at the top of their careers making $20 and $25 million a year,
they could get super paid off this.
Definitely.
This is just waiting for them to both retire and shut down talking about football. I think from a player's perspective, that's content gold. Thank you, Woolchuck.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.